You know, we realize that after the understanding of truly the fullness and the full armor of God and what it represents Christ. Amen. Amen. And I was just led by the Spirit tonight to continue on about Christ. And so many things, you know, we talk about the Spirit, and we talk about the Word, and we talk about this and that and whatever. But there is really a deeper area that we've got to understand that it's all about Christ.
Amen?
Amen? Yeah. And I want to share tonight, it's called The Marks of Christ. The Marks of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Marks of Christ. Acts 19. Acts 19. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Acts 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 19, we're going to start right off, right where it needs to be started. Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 19 and verses 11 through 15. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Glory to God. Let's read it. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even his handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also, these were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" Does everybody get it? Now listen. They knew Jesus, and they knew Paul, because Paul carried the marks of Christ. Does everybody get it?
Amen.
He carried the marks of Christ, and the demons knew who he was. All right? And this is where the Lord wants us to carry the marks of Christ. And we must all get into that place and that position by carrying the marks of Christ that the demons know who you are. Amen? Now let me share this with you. Paul carried the marks of Christ. Devils take no notice of knowledge. They're not concerned on how much you know.
Amen.
They're looking at Christ being formed in you. They're looking at the power of Christ. Amen? So they didn't go up to Paul and say, "Hey man, how much you know?" They looked at the marks of Christ that were manifest in Paul. Not by what he knew. Because he knew a lot before he got baptized in the Holy Ghost. He knew a lot of knowledge. And the devil's used them to kill his own people. Amen? So it's not about how much you know. But it's about who you know.
Amen?
Now I'm going to share this over again. And the Lord shared this with me. I think it was in service Friday or Monday at jail. And the Lord shared with me, the more you know him, the more you know who you are. The more you know who you are, the more the devils know who you are. Okay, let me repeat that. The more you know the Lord, the more you know who you are. And the more you know who you are, the devils know who you are. Why? Because the more you know the Lord, the more you carry the marks of Christ. Go to Acts 10. The more you know Christ, the more you know who you are. And the more you know who you are, the more the devils know who you are. Hallelujah. Okay? Praise God. Acts chapter 10. Praise be to God. In verse 36 to 38, Acts 10. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Read this with me. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So we must understand something, that the markings of Christ are brought on by the Spirit of the Lord. Does everybody understand that? The markings of Christ in your life are brought on by the Spirit of the Lord. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the one who brings Christ alive. He's the one who brings Jesus alive to you and the Father alive to you. That's why we must have relationship in the Spirit. Because what happens when you and I are walking in obedience in the Spirit, the marks of Christ are manifest in you. The Holy Spirit. The marks of Christ and the markings of Christ are brought on by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Why? What's happening? Well, He's giving you what? Power. To do good. Healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So, we also must have the presence of God in our life. Because the Holy Spirit is called the anointing. Jesus was the anointed one and His anointing. The Christ is the anointed one and His anointing. His anointing is the Holy Spirit. Everybody get it? So the anointing of the Holy Spirit actually He is the Christ. The Christ was formed in the natural realm by the Holy Spirit. The Christ represents the power of God, the presence of God, and the markings of Christ. And that's who He is. And the more you and I walk in the Spirit, the markings of Christ will be manifest in you. Others will know. Just like when you guys were at your job and certain things happened, people began to recognize something different with you. You know why? Because the natural realm has never seen the markings of Christ. They see it in the people of God who are walking in Christ. Now, go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hallelujah. Let's start at verse 16. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Now, let me share something with you. Grumbling, complaining, whining, and all that, that's fleshly. You know why people grumble and complain? Because they don't know Him. They say they know Him, but they don't know Him, because you can only know Him in the Spirit. They may know about Him, but they don't really know Him, or else the markings of Christ will be manifest in them. They're getting to know Him. But when you know Him, the marks of Christ manifest in your life. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know Him thus no longer. Well, He sits at the right hand of the Father. And He doesn't look like the Jesus that was on the earth. He's got fiery eyes, woolen hair. Hello. He's the Christ manifested in the spiritual realm now. verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Why? Because he's put on the markings of Christ. Not only Christ's way, but Christ's life. See, you and I were called, right, to continue on Christ's ministry. That's what we were called to continue on Christ's ministry. But if you and I are not carrying the markings of Christ in the Spirit, how can you carry on his ministry? You can't, because the devils are not interested in how much you know. They're waiting. You know what they're afraid of? The presence of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what they're afraid of. Acts 1:8. You know, when we begin to bring this into another level, it begins to bring more wine. It begins to bring more anointing. Because as you dig, you always hit oil. Glory to the Lamb. Acts 1:8. Let's read it together. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Wow. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So you got to understand that the Holy Spirit brings Christ manifest in me and you, the markings of Christ, with power to be a witness, not a wimp. Amen? A witness, not a wimp. Praise be to God. Woohoo. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Is everybody there? Good. And chapter 2. I mean verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2. Hallelujah. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ. What? Read by all men. Why? Because you carry the markings of Christ. Ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh. That is of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Trust through Christ toward God. Trust through Christ toward God. So you, Spirit manifests the marks of Christ in you. One of the markings is trust. Another marking is power. Another marking is witness. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Jesus was a life-giving Spirit. See, we must understand that who is in us is greater than all demons and demonic powers put together. Does everybody get it? He who is in us is greater than all demonic powers put together, because he created them. See, when we get to this point of knowing who Christ is and you know who you are, then They'll know who you are.
Amen.
See, we always just think, well, you know, he who's in me is greater than he who's in the world. Okay. Well, no, it's a little bit more than that. He is in you is greater than all the demonic powers and principalities put together. Because he who is in you created them. Does everybody understand that? When you get that, the marking of Christ begins to manifest in you. Because see, what you don't know is what they go after you for. What you do know is what they're afraid of. When you know who you are, then they'll know who you are. Hallelujah. So we're to carry his ministry in the what? Spirit, not in the flesh. In the spirit. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. This is wonderful. Let's see here. Let's start at verse 7. Yes, glory to God. I was looking for the scripture. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not us. And where is this power? In earthen vessels. See, so the Lord is saying, would you mind getting out of the way? Quit trying to do it yourself. Get out. Quit trying. Don't even try and figure it out. Just get out of the way and do it. In verse 8, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our bodies. Wow, that's carrying the marks of Christ. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal bodies. So then death is working in us, but life in you. Hallelujah. We want to carry the marks of Christ. Amen. Go to Daniel 11. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 11. Go to verse 32. And this is where I really share a lot with people as for, you know what? You can't try God. You have to do God. You're either going to do it, trying will get you in trouble. Somebody who says, well, I'll just try Christ, isn't going to get anywhere. You have to eat more dirt until he decides to do. In verse 32, let's read it together. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Praise be to God. What does he say? Those who know their God. That's why it's important for us to know him. That's the difference between religion and relationship. Knowing him. When you know Him, you carry the marks of Christ. Go to Proverbs 10. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 10. In verse 27. Is everybody there? Let's read it to 32. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but the destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse. So we can see that one of the marks of Christ is what you and I speak. Amen. One of the markings of what comes out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Look what Jesus did. Go to Matthew 4. Matthew 4. Hallelujah. In verse 3. 3 and 4. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God." Remember, the devil is always going to try to disqualify you. Now, he saw Jesus carrying the marks of Christ, didn't he? But it didn't stop him from coming. He still came. What was he trying to do? Disqualify him. He couldn't touch him. The only thing he could do was speak to him. "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." And Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." He was carrying the markings of Christ. Does everybody get it? Why? He was carrying the truth, the word. When the devil tempted him, he didn't get pushed. And like I said, even though that the devil sees the markings of Christ on you, doesn't mean that he's going to just go, "Oh my goodness, and let me just back away." No. He's going to try and disqualify you the best he can. That's his job. Because, see, he knows if he's disqualified you or not. And that's when he pulls out the harpoons. No more fiery darts. Harpoons. Let's go to... Let's go to Acts 9. Acts chapter 9. Now we know that Saul walked around with a lot of knowledge. And he got slam dunked And in verse 5 it says, and he said, Saul said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And he, Saul, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? That's the same marking that Jesus had when he was in the garden. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass me by, but not my will, your will. Paul began to carry the markings of Christ right away. Does everybody see this? He said, what do you want me to do? And Jesus said, arise and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do. So Jesus didn't tell him what he was going to do. He said, go somewhere and I'll tell you what, so you'll be told later what to do. So many times people want to know everything right now. Daddy don't work that way. And we better learn that right now. If you're wanting a whole blueprint and a whole booklet of everything and what God wants you to do for your whole life, forget it. He does not work that way. Then you wouldn't trust him, you'd trust you. That's why he said, go to the street called Straight and you'll be told what to do. In fact, he blinded him for 3 days, didn't he? He wouldn't even feed him. He said, you got to die a little bit, Saul. Put him on a 3-day fast. He didn't even know it. But then he answered him. Amen? And when Saul got baptized in the Holy Spirit, he became a new creation in Christ. And he said, man, I caught it all dung of everything I learned. All poop, he said. Forget it. But what I know now, and I know Christ, hallelujah. Amen. So now I desire to carry the markings and the sufferings of Christ. It is my desire. What do you want me to do, Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Go to 16, verse 16. 15 we'll go to. In chapter 9. Now you know that the Lord appeared to a devout man named Ananias, and he sent him to go see him. And so Saul was in a house praying. And Ananias went to go see him. And the Lord told Ananias, the Lord said to him, he said, go, in verse 15, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. No one said following Christ was going to be tiptoeing through the tulips. You want to carry the markings of Christ, you got to follow him. And you will carry the markings of Christ. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers us out of all of them. Bless those who are persecuted. Right? And as you begin to stand for Christ, and the markings begin to manifest in your life, you'll find that there will be persecution. There will be resistance. Remember, you're not in the land of God. You're in the land of the devil. The Lord owns this land and this earth, but the devil's leasing it. He's already been sentenced, but his sentence hasn't started yet. Amen? But he's already a defeated foe. He's already been disarmed, and we already have dominion over him. The problem is most people don't know it. And until they allow Christ to be manifest in them and the markings of Christ to be manifest, the devil always push them out of position. There'll always be a welcome mat for the devil. They'll be good for 2 days, 3 days, a month, 2 months, and then the devil will kick their butt again. And it goes over, and the cycle is vicious. It's over and over and over again. Yeah, that's called unnecessary suffering. That's not suffering for Christ. That's called being stupid. Hallelujah. So we see one of the markings of Christ is suffering for Christ. Amen? 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh, Well, the Lord says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, right? Hallelujah. I want to clarify that stupid word so everybody gets an understanding that it's biblical. Second Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 8. Now Paul was going through some afflictions. He didn't understand. And he said, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I would rather boast in my infirmities, which means weaknesses, than that the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, denying yourself. Paul was realizing that his flesh was a real problem. And you can't cast out flesh. Hello? You can have people lay hands on you and flesh ain't going nowhere. They can bind flesh, cast it out, no matter what. It ain't going nowhere. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What's he saying? Denying oneself. Why? So that Christ can be manifest. The markings of Christ can be manifest in us. 2 Corinthians 13. And verse 4. 13:4. For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves as whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are what? Disqualified. Woo! See, the devil wants to disqualify you. But if you're carrying the markings of Christ, he fears you. Acts 4. Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. That's a wonderful prayer. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Those are markings of Christ in someone's life. Great boldness and authority. See, the power of the Holy Spirit is not only just in manifestations and miracles, signs, and wonders, but it's a manifestation of a power which means authority also. Authority. Taking authority. Paul said, far be it that I let my flesh take dominion over me, or that I'd let anything have control of my life. Why? Because he is allowing the markings of Christ to be manifest in him. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thessalonians 1. In verse 4. Let's read this together. Or verse 5, I'm sorry. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. Does everybody understand that? Because see, they knew who they were before. Then they saw them again. It's like, whoa. Man, they were carrying the markings of Christ. And you became followers of us, of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. Amen? They became examples. They became witnesses. In 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6. Let's read this together, okay? Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. And what was that gift? The Holy Spirit. Stir it up. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. That was the marking of Christ. Christ didn't fear, but he had power, love, and a sound mind. In verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. Those are the markings of Christ. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jude. Let's skip Jude and make that Judges. Couldn't read my own writing. Judges 7. Glory to God. That's what happens when it's live. Judges 7. Now Gideon was a man who you might say was kind of wimpy until the Spirit of the Lord touched him and became new. And he was going out to war. In verse 2 it says, and the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. See, sometimes, understand that the Lord allows certain circumstances to happen. And it may seem like, man, there's just no way. And he's saying, amen.
Amen.
There's just no way. This just can't be. I'm in so much debt. I've got all this stuff. There's just no way. You're right. No way man can do it.
Amen.
But only God can do it. What's he doing? He's marking you. The more dying you do, the more the markings of Christ are manifesting you. And he told Gideon, he said, you know what, Gideon? I know you got a lot of dudes there, you know? But send some home. Because no flesh shall glory in my presence. In verse 3, read it with me. Now therefore proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead. And 22,000 of the people return, and 10,000 remain. 22,000. What did he say? Who is ever afraid and fearful? 22,000. Said, see ya. Then I'm out of here. My wife needs me. My children need me. They were relying on their own strength. They might as well put a pacifier in their mouth. You know why? Because they think that they're going to rescue them and their family's going to rescue them. And they're deceived. And they don't know him the way they should. Or they'd let them all go. I had a gentleman ask me in one of the classes. He was struggling, and my heart went out to him today. And he's got a restraining order from his girlfriend, and his son is there. And well, he was out stalking her and all kinds of stuff. And I share with him, you know what? One thing we lose sight of, when you're in the world, people call lust love. When you lust, you won't let go. When you love, you let go. There's a difference. And if there's still lust and jealousy and rage, that's flesh. That's demonic. That means we're not dead yet. That means Christ isn't being marked in us and formed in us the way he wants us to. And he's asking for all of us. And that's exactly what I share with the man today. I said, listen, you got to give your family to the Lord. And you got to let Christ be formed in you. I want to take the pacifier out of his mouth and get him filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, but listen, if you'll just do the right things, you'll find that all of this stuff will begin to leave you as long as you don't feed it. See, you can put wood back on the same fire. Amen? And you begin to weep. And I said, listen, drugs and alcohol is easy. Dying to self isn't. But you must let Christ be formed in you, because when the markings and the fullness of Christ is formed in you, all things have passed away. I said, you know, I've been married now for 8 years and so forth. I still give my wife up. I have to give her to the Lord. because she can't rescue me. Nobody can. That's between me and my daddy. It's me and my daddy. And until we get that relationship, there's an open door for demonic activity to hit you. Amen? So it's not about a feeling. Usually what happens is the spirit man is too small. The soul and the flesh are still overtaking the spirit man. That means that the spirit man needs to get stronger, eat more, drink more, and die more. Don't go by feelings. Don't go by sight. Especially don't go by what you hear. Why? Because now Christ is coming forth. Coming forth. And like I said, my heart went out to this guy today. And he came up and thanked me. I said, it's to God be all the glory. Amen. But he was wondering why. He couldn't understand. He said, well, these letters I got from her. Was that from God? I prayed to God. He said, I prayed to God and I asked God to have her send me a letter. I said, brother, that was the devil that sent that letter. That wasn't God. You know, when they're that way, they don't discern whether it's of God and what's not, because they don't understand how the devil interrupts and interprets the ways of God. So they think, a lot of people think, well, the Lord let me out of jail today, praise God. Really? 2 days later, they go out and use? That wasn't God. Amen. Well, the Lord made bail for me, hallelujah, yeah. And 2 days later, they go out and use? That ain't bail. That ain't from God. God does not send you into temptation in that way. He does not send you unarmed. Never. He always sends you full armored, ready to go, transformed. Amen? Just like Jesus. He went in the wilderness. He was actually waiting for the devil to come and show himself. But he went prepared. Hallelujah. And where are we? Okay. In Judges. In verse 4. So we see that 22,000 went home. And 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many. Bring them down to the water. And I will test them for you. Ooh, I like when God tests them for me. I like when he tests them for me. You know, there's a time when I'm like, oh, Lord, you know what? You got it. He says, that's right, son. Let me test them for you. I said, all right. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you. The same shall go with you. And of whomever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought the people down to the water. And the Lord said to Gideon, everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink. And the number of those who lapped, putting their hand on their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of them got down on their knees to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his own place. Out of 22,000, only 300 was needed. The 300 were the ones who were obedient. They were the ones who were paying attention. Does everybody understand that? The Lord said, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. They were the ones that were watching. They were the ones that were sensitive to the Spirit. It only took 300. They were the ones, the only thing they were concerned about, sword in one hand, water in the other. They were keeping watch. The other ones got on their knees. They didn't give a hoot. They threw their sword down, probably stripped themselves of the armor, and went down there and began to feed their flesh. He said, send them back out of there. They can go with the ones that went home to husby and wifey and all the children. You can send them home right with them. Them I can't use. Amen? Hey, look it. It only took how many with Jesus? 11. Amen? 11. That's all it took to reach the world was 11. And they didn't think that they would be able to do it until they got the Holy Ghost. When they got the Holy Ghost, the markings of Christ became manifest in them, and they became a part of Gideon's army. It doesn't take many, just willing. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. So next time you step over to get some water, remember that. Don't lay your Bible down. Hold your Bible up and lap off the water. Glory to God. First Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27, I guess. Yeah, 27. Oh, let's start at 25. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, let's start at 25. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. Glory to God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Wow. Every one of us in here has been somewhere, somehow, a foolish thing in the world. Now you're a sign and wonder. Hopefully, if the marks of Christ are manifest in you, you're a sign and wonder. Amen. In verse 30, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let's read verse 13. Now we'll start at 12, okay? 12 and 13. Let's read it together. For as the body is one, and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. And he's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Why? We're putting on the marks of Christ. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Praise God. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24. Let's read it. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Now, you got to understand, he was submissive and obedient to his commands. Now, he's not talking about just the Ten Commandments, because there's a lot more than the Ten Commandments. He's talking about he who abides and obeys me and hears my voice and follows me, I will abide in him. And the marks of Christ will be manifest in him. Does everybody get that? Turn to let's go to 1 John chapter 2. And verse 27. Let's read it together. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone should teach. What? Teach you what? Right and wrong. Does everybody get it? You don't need anybody to tell you what you're doing is right or what you're doing is wrong. You know, because you have fellowship in the Spirit. And by fellowship in the Spirit, the anointing, the same anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, who was on Christ, who is Christ, is manifesting you, and you're carrying the marks of Christ, so that you will know what to do. And you know what's right and wrong. The problem is people don't listen. How many times have you done something and you said, man, I knew better? The only reason why you knew better is because you heard it. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, he didn't say a couple things. He didn't say biblical things. He said all things. All things. That means he's always, if he's in you, dwelling in you, and if you're abiding in him, he's abiding in you, and there's fellowship, and you know all things. Teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Praise be to God. Go to 1 Corinthians 2. In verse 9. First Corinthians 2, verse 9. Let's read it together. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them through us, through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Wow. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Does everybody get it? Man, I just don't get it. Of course not. You're carnal. Does everybody get it? That means the carnal mind is manifesting. The marks of Christ are not being manifest. The mind of Christ must be manifest for the marks of Christ to be manifest. Or else it's religion. Easy now. Does everybody get it? If the mind of Christ is not manifest, the marks of Christ are not manifest. And it's nothing but religion. And the devil knows that you're just after knowledge, not after Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, but I know the Word inside and out. I don't understand this. Of course not. You know the Word carnally, not in the Spirit. I have to deal with this every time I go to jail. There's so much jailhouse religion, it stinks. That's why our ministry is known as the fourth batter. We have to go in and clean up. And the Spirit does the cleaning up by declaring the truth. There's a lot of form of godliness, but no power. There's a lot of people seeking knowledge, but not the King. And there's a difference. Oh, Makata Kaya. Woohoo! Hallelujah. Luke 4. Glory to God. You know, I really believe, and I was talking with someone today and tonight, and I was and the Lord was just putting some things on my heart, and it's like, you know, we're to take the closet with us. Does everybody understand that? If you're really in fellowship with the Lord, the closet's with you.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's not about just praying and reading your word. Jesus is saying, get up and go do something. Go do it. Go do something. Amen? Jesus didn't just hang around. He was doing something, wasn't he? After he was baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know what he was doing? He was traveling. He took time with Daddy when he needed to, and then he went and he preached, and he traveled, and he worked. And he did this, and he did that, and he did all. He was doing. Does everybody get it?
Amen.
You know how many people are waiting on God? They've been waiting 30 years. They're going to wait till they die. Because God's waiting on them. Faith without works is dead. Amen? Hallelujah. In Luke 4, in verse 18... And this is what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And this is not sitting home reading and praying. Does everybody get it? This is going and doing. Don't get me wrong. There is a time when we must learn. He says, come to me and learn. There is a time when there is sitting, praying, and learning. But then afterwards, it's time to go. Amen? But you go in the anointing of the power, not in knowledge. Does everybody get it? Why? Because you are marked. And when you're marked, you go. Why? The marks of Christ are being formed in you. Amen? That way the devil knows who you are. In Mark 16. Glory to God. You know, when Jesus was angry with Israel, he sent the angel of death, and he said, look, and mark all the ones that are interceding, and all the ones that are not, kill. Does everybody hear that? He said, all the ones that are crying out and interceding, mark. All the ones that are not, kill. And they did. Remember that. Woo! Mark 16. And verse 17. And these signs will follow those who are marked. Hallelujah. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Praise be to God, because the markings of Christ are manifest in you. Isaiah 11. Woohoo! Isaiah 11 and verse 2. The sevenfold of the Holy Spirit will be manifest in you. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and fear or reverence to the Lord. The sevenfold of the Holy Spirit are markings of Christ manifesting in you. No longer of the carnal realm, but of the spirit realm. You will now begin to understand the things of Christ. You will obtain the knowledge and the wisdom and the power and the counsel and the reverence to your God. Those are the markings of Christ. One of the great markings of Christ is a worshiper. Worshiper. Amen? Why? Because he's going to go drink some more of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 12. First Corinthians chapter 12. In verse 7. First Corinthians 12, verse 7. Everybody there? Let's read it. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. You know, the manifestation means the manifestation, the markings of Christ are being manifest. And one of them is the gifts of the Spirit. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another the faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Those are the nine gifts of the Spirit. Those will be manifest in us when you have been filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit. And you'll be using them and not even know you're using them. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Now understand it, even though it's categorized in one this and one that, if you have the Holy Spirit, all of them are in you. He was just categorizing it, that's all. In Galatians 5. Praise be to God. In Galatians 5 and verse 22. Let's read it. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So these are some of the markings of Christ, aren't they? The fruits of the Spirit. Go to verse 24. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, or envying one another. You'll know whether you're in the Spirit or in the flesh. Amen? You'll know. let the markings of Christ be manifest in you. And let's close in Ephesians 3. Let Christ be formed in you. Ephesians 3 and verse 14. Let's read it. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now let Christ be formed in you and the markings of Christ be manifest. Amen. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you'll protect the seed and that you will reveal in revelation, in experience, and in fellowship, more of who you are, that we may know who we are. And that Christ would be formed in the fullness in each and every one of us. And that we may be a sign and wonder for your glory. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Amen.